Call it?
Yeah, I probably
is. Is there another name you might call it besides Co-op?
Yeah, just a minute.
It's my Carol syrup, isn't it? Carol.
Kerosene.
Kerosene, right. I don't know where that rap shall sing.
I don't know either. Co-op's better.
Co-op. You suppose it comes from coal?
I don't know. I don't know where it's made from.
Anyhow, it's a good product for keeping the furniture. What might you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag, a bottle, and kerosene? Just a makeshift that you carry out at night, you know.
Torch.
All right. Inside the tire of the car is an inner
tube.
Right. And toothpaste comes in what?
And tubes.
Mm-hmm. All right. If they have just built a boat and are going to put it in the water, you would say that they're going to
test it.
Well, that's after they get it out in there. But when they run it down and they splash it down into there, what do they do? Do you know what they do with the boat that's been running water much?
No, not much. I was saying if it'll leak or see.
No, well, they're going to test it, of course. They're going to give it its run. But whenever they splash it into the water, it's a launching.
Launching.
You ever hear the word launch?
Yeah, I have.
How would you say it?
That they're launching it into the water.
Uh-huh. It's launching the boat. Okay, what kind of a boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
Motorboat.
Well, if it's real, okay. What would you call one with a flat bottom?
Fishing boat?
Yeah. And what if you had just little things to push yourself with?
Oars.
Oars? What would you
paddle.
Call it then? Yeah, if you use an oar or a paddle, what kind of boat would you call it?
Canoe?
You could. Or a little rowboat, could you?
Rowboat.
But a flat bottom boat, too.
Yeah.
They call that. But you don't know
special.
I wondered if you... Up here this far away from water, I don't see where you're thinking. Okay, if you were going to the next village, and I said, will you be home tonight or today? You might say, no, I...
may stay all night. I might not be home till tomorrow.
Okay. If asked when you were going, you might say, today. What would you do then?
I think I'll go this afternoon.
All right. Or if I went with you, if they went and we stayed here, then let's see.
Well,
how would you say that you're going to do it today?
That we're going to Lynchburg today?
Uh-huh. That's it. We're going to Lynchburg today. That's the word that they were trying to get you used to going. Didn't know how you'd say it. Okay. I've told you how, why I can't pronounce it first.
Yeah.
Primarily because you tend to pronounce it just like I do. Yeah. And they want you to pronounce it like you do.
Okay.
He said he was going to get some cake or whatever, you know. Now, to get some of that, how would you say that?
He's going to get some groceries.
Yeah. And now you're going to refer to yourself. How would you say that?
Well, I need to go get groceries today.
All right. That's it. Okay, if a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and says,
get your clothes on now.
Right. Get dressed or get your clothes on. If I ask you if you think, let's see. If I ask you if you think that Carter is going to be elected again, you might say no, but what?
I don't think he will, because he's for this ERA.
Who would you recommend then?
I really don't know.
How would you say that...